Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. Notice given, the slaves are coming to church. A notice dated on this day, November 17th in the year 1823, was placed in the Barbadian by the Vestry of St. Michael. This notice served to inform the public and read, quote, "The rector and vestry of the parish of St. Michael, desirous of giving due encouragement to the slave population to attend divine service, beg leave to acquaint the parishioners generally that the best possible arrangement will be made for the reception of the slaves at the parish church every Sunday evening at 4:30, and in order to effect this object with the least inconvenience to all classes, the rector and vestry respectfully invite such white inhabitants as possess seats in either gallery to occupy on these occasions in order that the South Gallery may be appropriated exclusively to the free people of color and that of the North to the youth of the slaves," end quote. This notice regarding the enslaved going to church within the established Anglican Church sets down in history and substantiates the stark segregation within religious practices on the island. When Christopher Codrington died in 1710, he bequeathed 800 acres of land at St. John and 300 enslaved to a great Anglican missionary organization known as the Society for the Propagation of the Gospel, SPG. That bequest, F.A. Hoyes writes, quote, "was established as a foundation for the Christianizing and educating of the Negro slaves," end quote. However, Codrington's wishes would not come to fruition for many years. This prompted the Bishop William Fleetwood in 1711, during the annual sermon of the SPG, to emphasize Codrington's legacy. He reminded the congregation there to recognize the enslaved as equally God's workmanship, endowed with the same faculties and intellectual powers, possessing the same bodies of flesh and blood, and the same immortal souls as those gathered to hear him. This proclamation was important, as in colonial Barbados and across the colonized world, the idea of seeing the enslaved as equal to and deserving of education or equipped with skills was regarded as dangerous and radical in the views of the prevailing social order. Therefore, while the society viewed the enslaved as possessing an immortal soul worthy of salvation through Christianity, the planter class saw them merely as property, chattel, tools to be used for economic gain to their owners. For over 200 years, with the ongoing fight to establish some measure of humanity, the 1823 amelioration demands from the legislature in London on that in Bridgetown was giving birth to the establishment of some long sought after actions. The enslaved who had for centuries been unaccepted within the religious circles of the established church were being granted leave to attend church as emancipation loomed large on the horizon. The Quakers since the 1600s had been persecuted, imprisoned, and tortured for their humanitarian efforts toward the enslaved, and laws were passed against them for exposing this disenfranchised group to the gospel. However, the notice dated on this day, November 17th in the year 1823, and carried in the paper 2 days later on the 19th, gave public notice that the enslaved were coming to church.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.